sport. So as we always say, enjoy your Sunday.
Enjoy your sport, everybody.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
Monday morning on the Big Sports Breakfast, who impressed and who didn't impress of the new players at their new NRL clubs and key positions. Plus the drama out of the Aussies, head-to-head with the Kiwis in the T20 arena, and the latest from the Winter Olympics. All that, plenty more, Big Sports Breakfast.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, Kevin Wolf here this morning, just after 10 o'clock. Thanks to Jimmy and Ray once again. 3 hours of quality radio. It's gold on the podium every week with Jimmy and Ray. Highlighted by the quiz. Roy Masters was just great listening. But plenty going on here this morning. Of course, all eyes on day one of the country championships. The qualifier in Port Macquarie today with $150,000 up for grabs. $80,000 first prize. $31,500 for second. $15,000 for third. It's great cash, isn't it? What a day for Port Macquarie. And we have the CEO with us, Michael Bowman. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. How exciting a day do we have lined up here? You must be so thrilled that you've got the day one.
That's certainly huge. Obviously, we're the first one for this year, and the amount of publicity that Tab and Sky have given us is remarkable, and we expect a huge crowd here today with the intro show.
What sort of work is required compared to, a normal meeting in terms of putting things in place for a day like today? Is it much different?
We're trying to do it on the basis of Port Cup. You know, we get 3,000 to 4,000 turn up that day, and hopefully we've got all bases.
Now, you held a country championship qualifier back in 2015, right?
That's right. It was on a Friday, and we actually had Manu from My Kitchen Rules was a celebrity guest on the day.
Do you have a celebrity guest today?
Your past colleague, Paul Ambrosoli, is up here.
Oh, is he?
Good. He's with De Bortoli, of course. He wants to support Macquarie, so we said bring him one up.
Lovely. And, of course, Gary Cleese will be there, so that in itself is an attraction to fans.
Gary's fantastic for the Northern Rivers and Mid-North Coast. He's really an asset for the party.
Well, he's going to give us the tips in just a moment. But tell us about the track. How have you got it today?
We got it at a good four. He's been pumping the water into it during the week. It's been pretty hot, humid weather. It's pretty warm at the moment. The cloud's burning off, but I believe there's a breeze coming in the afternoon. So we're looking at 30 degrees, probably around lunchtime.
Okay, and the rail is true. We've got 8 races and happy with the fields look quite sizeable. Good size fields. You there, Michael?
Yeah, well, we had 8 last start winners in the field. Some of those have gone with the emergencies. Everyone wanted to start, obviously.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well for today. It's very exciting stuff. And good luck. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Michael Bowman, the CEO of the Port Macquarie Turf Club there. Gary Cleese, fresh off a camel ride on Lighthouse Beach, is there. Gary, good morning.
Camel ride.
Yeah, Lighthouse Beach. I'm sure you've done that up there, Gary, surely.
No, actually, never ridden a camel. My wife's had a camel, but I haven't, no.
I thought you'd get on there with a whip and away you go, but,
Hey, I'll tell you what, bring a day. Day to day racing. Just a little bit of cloud cover is going to keep the temperatures down, Kevin. This track's enormous. It's been a new track. It's only been down probably 18 months racing New South Wales. Spent a lot of money on it, but it's been playing good of late. The boys have just got an absolute treat here today.
Lovely. Are you excited about the program and the qualifier?
Well, this is the start of it. This is the start of a big time for country. And, we'll go right up until the 1st of April and then they go to the finals for the big one. So, yeah, it's just building up. Trainers have got a buzz and it's just massive money. You know, you look at the prize money for all the offset races here today. We're talking $30,000. We've got a $40,000 maiden, and 80,000 to the winner to win the qualifier championship to get two horses in. It's just mind-boggling, and country trainers are all over it now, and they're planning it probably after today for next year. So it's just been a massive thing, and thanks to Racing New South Wales, Peter Valenti.
No, it's wonderful. The whole concept is great. So let's have a look at the program, Gary. The first here at 10-1. Now, it's a three-year-old maiden, as you say, worth $30,000. The scratching is the five-day star, a field of seven. One is Shore Ditch. It's $2.30. Two Daybreaker, $34. Three Harms is at $4.80. Now, the money today for four Could I Be, it's a Kim Wall runner. It's $12 into $8. Six Secret Largo, 100 to 1. $26 Strategic Fire. The favourite is Heaven Help Me Here. Ray Spokes on board the 8. It's $2.15 tab.
Yeah, look, I'm 1-8-4-3, Kev. I'm with Shoreditch here. He's a lovely horse. He's by Piero. Look, he was unlucky to go under on debut. He was beaten 1.3. Things didn't go quite right down the back end. And he was green down the running, I'll give him that. And he's trained here by Johnny Spraggs, but he's just a nice horse. He, looking at him in the yard, he just had a heap of improvement in him. And I think he'll be a lot more sharp and a lot more focused here today after having that debut run. Hey, Heaven Help Me, lovely filly. I like the first up running 23 days ago behind Tipsy's Choice. She sat up on the speed. I got out at the right time. You thought from there on she was going to do the job. It might have been just the last 150 metres. She just started to weaken out. The condition probably blew out, but I saw her back at the trials. He took her back to the trials a couple of weeks ago, Morgan Butler, and I watched the trials. She went around, you might see in your form guide, she was beaten 6.3 lengths in a trial, but it was an open trial. She was meeting horses that had won 8 and 9 races, and there was plenty of merit in the trial. Looking at her at the trial, she tightened up from that first up run. Or could I be? Nice filly. Look, she didn't have a lot of luck on debut. She had to sit 3 deep the trip at Wong. Beaten 8.2. She was entitled to weaken out, which she did. Back to 1,100 metres, back from provincial, back to country. That's going to help. And I want to have a look at Three Harms here. Look, he's coming out a really good maiden's last preparation, particularly his last one behind Barely, thinking he was beaten 2.4 and three winners come out of the race. He hasn't been to the trials. He's in a very, very good yard to get one right, Cole Prosser. So I think he's one of the key runners that hasn't resumed here without a trial under his belt. 1-8-4-3 in race one.
1-8-4-3 there, the first. We move to the second. It's another maiden here over 1,000 metres at 1:30. And we take out number 6, Princess Wildfire. That's the only scratching. Leaves a field of 12. One News Fan here, Kim Wall runner again, pretty short. $1.60 tab fixed odds the toppy. Two St. Dennis is $8.50 into $8. Three Bengali Lad at $23. Four Dreamy Dragon, $8.50 into $8. Speaking here for Natural Image, the 5 is $7.50 into 6. Number 7, To Go to Fury, is at $23. 8, Last Spin, $34. 9, Anchor Woman, $51. 10, Bago Buff, $201. 11, Robin Lucy, $61. 12, Royal Duke, $201. Good go here for Sergeant Sam already. It opened $17 today, is now $9.50 into $7.50 there, number 13. But short price favour the toppy here, race 2.
Yeah, she looks hard to beat, Kev. 1-5-4-3. I mean, she only had 2 starts last prep, second at Newcastle and second at Gosford, and a total of 6 winners have come out of those only 2 runs. I really liked the trial 18 days ago. In an open trial at Gosford, beaten 1.5 and never off the bridle, never off the bridle, one little stage through that trial. And probably no doubt, had they shaken her up in the trial, she may have got up and won the trial. I think she's beautifully placed. Look, just probably a little bit of an offset here. He said she's got to come out of the 11 gate. It's probably not ideal here from the 1,100-metre start, but looking at her at the trial, she had speed. 5 Natural Image, there's not much of her. She's only a little girl. He hasn't run her for nearly 5 weeks lost yet. And boy, oh boy, you look at her last 4 runs where she's, well, 4 out of the 5 she's been in the money, and you can nearly say she's had no luck at any of them. She's been off the track. You would think today, from the 2 gate with Corey Brown aboard, she's just going to get a lovely run in transit. Poor Dreamy Dragon, don't mind him. I thought his first up run at Muscle Brook was good. He just kept fighting away, beating 1.3. And I want to have a look at the 2 St. Dennis. He won a race and was disqualified under circumstances a couple of runs ago at Tuncurry, but he hasn't taken him back to the trials, Johnny Spragg, and he draws good and it's nice and fresh over the 1,100 metres here on his home track. But I think the toppy's only got to run to the trials to be hard to beat. 1-5-4-2 in race one.
1-5-4-2. Okay, we move to race 3 at 2:05 here. benchmark 60, take out the 9 Flinders Dragon. One We Won You is at $5.50. Two Duro is 9 to 8.50. The favourite Forever Alone, number 3 here. Terry Trishall, Neil Godbolt, 270 into 220. Four Manhattan Road is 370 into 340 today. Five Cantalate at $12. Six Santiago, 23. Seven Chaos at 61. Eight Shake Her Bonbon, $9. So the favourite's the 3, but there's been money here for the 4.
Yeah, well, I'm 3, 4, 1, 2. I'm with him Forever Alone. He's been placing his last 3 at Kensitari and here at Corfu on Zuccarino. He's beaten 1.8. She came out in a terrific race on Thursday at Ballina. So I just like him. I think he follows Manhattan Road, and I've got him in the danger of the 4 Manhattan Road. He looks the likely leader, where he led him up here last start, and he beats Natural Gal, and also run 3rd in the race. I Want to Be a Jeep, went on to win on Walker Cup Day. So, look, they're going to fight it out. I've got Manhattan Road leading Forever Alone off behind him off the speed. So I reckon he can beat him Forever Alone. 4 Manhattan Road, the danger. We Won You. I mean, look, he's not over big, but he can carry weight and he's tough. And I think the key to him, that he gets that little bit of claim for Louise Day, is going to help him right out. And the horse, I don't know if there's any money for him, 2 Duro, Kev, but he's had one run back. He was run off his legs here at a 12.50. He's probably his best part of his work was the last 100 metres, but this fella can go up. If they go hard, which I think they will, he might be the run-on horse. This will suit him definitely a lot better than 1,500 metres. 3, 4, 1, and 2 in race 3.
3, 4, 1, 2. Duro's 9 into 8.50, paying 2.05. The place currently there with tab.com.au. Now, the 4th of Port Macquarie this afternoon, Gary at 20-3, tab.com.au maiden, showcase here over $40,000, 1,500 metres the trip, and a field of 12, no scratchings. One is Cruzy Starcraft, it's at 150. Two, Mr. Maker, is at 31. Three, Natural Predator, $6 into 550. Four, Perfection, is 12 into 11. Five, Wolfram, is at 850. Now, it's $3.90 here, about six, Wallerman, that's your favourite. Seven is Arlo Arlo, 6.50 into 6. $5 about number 8, Lady Sunday. 9, Farishay, 23. 10, Smoke and Susie is $13 into 9.50, speaking there. 11, Snuggle Bug is at 41. And 12, Trustable is at $10. So your favourite here, Wallerman at 3.90.
Poor Flexion. I didn't pick the move up there, Kev.
It's open 10, out to 12 into 11.
I don't, now I'm with him. On 4, 7, 3 and 8. He's come back a different horse this prep. He's big, he's strong. He was around the mark last prepping good maidens. He's had a bad habit of missing the kick, and he missed the kick, and he still found the line real strong in a 12.57. I'm trying to read through the line. Stephen Tracy does a fair bit of riding for Paul Matthew. He rides out of Costada. Obviously, somewhere along the line in the last 26 days, he's been on his back, and he's given him a jump out. If this horse leaves the lead ride today, I don't care if he's stone marvellous last, providing he hits the ground, I reckon he's the horse at the value that can get right over the top of him, because he's a different horse, he's bigger, he's stronger, and he's certainly got the ability to beat him, but he does need to leave the gates clean. 7 Alo-Alo, 2 runs back, second first up behind Nottington Hill, just found Nottington Hill too good. Went to Armidale, fought all the way, Emily Song beat a 3.8, but she just gets a really soft gate. She's been placed at 1,500 metres last preparation. 3 Natural Predator, I mean, you look at his form, he's had 26 starts and he's placed 9, he's finding it hard to win, but this will definitely suit him a lot better than 1,500 than his last run at Tari. He was just run off his legs at the 12.57, so obviously Ross Gitts had this race in mind for some time with him. And I got the 8 Lady Sunday, although there was a lot more improvement here behind Ticket to Fly. I don't say it was an over-strong maiden, beating 2.8, and she was hampered about the 1,200 when taken off the track, but it was a little bit polite the way she chipped away to the line. She's one that could keep improving, but I like Poi Fletcher. He's got to begin. If he begins here today, I don't care if he gets back to near last, but providing he leaves the gates clean. 4, 7, 3, and 8 in race 4.
4, 7, 3, 8 race 4. That's 4 down, 4 to go. Back in a moment, and we'll look at the quaddie legs at Port Macquarie this afternoon. Sky Sports Radio at 14 past 10.
Sky Sports Radio brings you all the action from the Carnival of Miracles. They race on Saturday night, then Tuesday morning from 10:30. On the Pace features all the key players. If you're into pacing, don't miss On the Pace on Sky Sports Radio.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
It's Cheval Grand! Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup!
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Join the Chairman Sale Revolution. In 2017, the English Chairman Sale sold weanlings and mares to the value of $23 million in 3 hours at an average of $330,000. This year, the Chairman Sale will be held at Riverside Stables the day after the Easter Yearling Sale. Give your top-class bloodstock the sale they deserve. The English Chairman Sale on April 12. Entries close March 1. For further information, visit english.com.au.
Country Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, and they kick off here this afternoon with the big one in Port Macquarie. Gary Cleese is here taking us through the races. We get up to race five. First leg at the Quaddie, Gary, at 3:15. This is this race is at Panthers Port Macquarie Showcase, benchmark 70. And we have in this race takeout numbers 5 and 8. So we've got a field of 9. One is Bob's a Dazzler, and Bob's a Dazzler is at $10. 6 into 5.50, about 2, Backhouse Billy. 3, Uncle Sugar, 7 into 6.50. The favourite is $4.20, number 4, Rage Against. 6, Jack Strikes Back at 16. 7, Exilia Miss, joint favourite, 4.20. Art Attack, the 9 is 4.60, up to 4.80. $10 about Golden Words. 11, Mosh Pit at $101. So it's a rather even betting race here. How do you see race 5?
Yeah, I've gone 3, 4, 9, and 2, Kev. I'm with Uncle Sugar here, Tara and Philip Vigoro. Yeah, I mean, you go back through his form. He runs second in a Warren Cotton Cup over 1,600 metres. He got beaten about 2.9 in the Ted Ryder there at a good race at Wagga. He went down and ran second in the Cowra Cup, beaten 0.5 a length. He had no luck at Bathurst a week ago. Greg Ryan went for a run on him at the 100-metre mark. He just was stood on his head. He was beaten 2.8. I think there've been harder races than what he's meeting here. I mean, the Bathurst Cup and Cowra Cup and a Cotton Cup and a Ted Ryder. I just like him, and he's one up to 1,800 metres. Now, I think he's good value. There's a little bit of a move for him on tab.com.au. All Rage Against the Year's just changed. I mean, I saw him win a Moree going back 5 runs ago. He won a Class 1 at a mile, but I wouldn't have thought this horse would have gone on the way he has. He's won it here 3 runs ago. He went to Wong and won. And he went to Armidale, and he just played with Loud Enough. Now, the key, what they've worked out with him, is that they let him lead. The speed's been taken right out of it now with Manhattan Road running in an earlier race. So he looks the leader. If they leave him alone, he's the horse they've got to run down. The only question mark with him, he goes from 55 to the 58. That's the only query I can find with him. 9 Art Attack, I like his last win at Grafton. He got a mile out of his ground over a mile and 10. Jenny Graham's got him, and he really hit the line strong there. This is his first go at 1,800 metres. And not only that, he does drop from the 58.5 to the 54. So he's got a 4.5 kilo weight drop. That'll help him ride out. And look, Backhouse Billy hasn't put a foot wrong. He sits off a quick speed. He always gives his all. And he'll run out a solid 1,800 metres. There's no worry with him there. He's hit the win here in 5 goes, but he has been placed 4 times. I'm with Uncle Sugar. 3, 4, 9, and 2 for me in race 5.
3, 4, 9, 2, the 5th. Okay, Gary, moving across to race 6. It's a class 2 showcase here, due at 4 o'clock. And we do have scratchings of number 3, Jets Cracker, 5, 12th Raj, and 14, Aqua Chimera. You've got 1 Blue Moon Dream here, $19. 2 Gripped is $7.50. 4 Rocket Money is Rocket Monkey, at least, at $6. 4.80 about 6 Patriot. 7 Majestic Padrill is the favourite, $3.90 tab fixed. Specking for Super Tonic here, number 8. It's Ray Spokes, Brett Bellamy, 5.50 into 4.80 this morning. 9 The Free World is at 23. 10 Golden Comet, $6. 11 Our Instinct, one of the roughies, at 71. 12 Latitude at 17. And 13 Manning Treasure, 51. 3.90 Majestic Padrill, Super Tonic, bit of a move.
Yeah, good race here. I'm Super Tonic's corner. I'm 8, 2, 4, and 7. I just like her. I think her two runs have been enormous. She, you know, she needed the first up here, running here behind Patriot when running 4 feet and 2.6. She's had a good look at her in the yard behind Awesome Pluck, and he's one of the favourite runners for the country qualifier championship here today, and her run was good. She just had no luck over the last 100 metres. Raymond Spakes knows her. She draws good. I reckon she'll walk in the mounting yard today, right at the peak with her two solid runs back. True Grits, I like the horse. I think the horse goes really good. He won a Coffs Harbour, but he beat a good field in Howick there. He had excuses at Randwick in a Class 3 highway behind Runway Ready. He figured very prominently in the Stewart's report. He hasn't run him for 6 weeks. He's kept him nice and fresh. Adrian Lake goes aboard. He's going to be very hard to beat. Full Rocket Monkey's just changed his time in. He's come back strong. He was run down late here first up, and then he went and got the job done and beat White Eagle at Armidale. He's rounded them up nice and quick there, so he's just really putting it together, this preparation. And Seven Magic, look, she's not out of it. She resumes here. She hasn't been at the trial. She's got a good, fresh record. First up, one win, one placing, one gate. It's just going to give her a lovely run in transit. And Mark Smith's a very good trainer. Mark, he'd have a spot on, but I'm with the 8 here, Supertonic. I think she'll walk in the yard perfect today, third up. 8, 2, 4, and 7 in race 6.
8, 2, 4, 7, the 6th. The 7th is the big one. It's the feature. And here you can take out the reserves, 15, 16, 17, 18. Here's how it looks for the Country Championships qualifier. And we do have one Portatorio. Fixed odds, $13. 2 Cogliere is at 13. 126 about number 3, Shell Joe. 4 Awesome Pluck is 370 into 360. Now, 5 Victorum here, short price $1.95. I can tell you, through Tab, they've taken a couple of big bets yesterday. Somebody put $10,000 on Victorum at $2.15. There's been another $10,000 this morning at $1.95. So some people are keen on the short price fave here, the 5. 6 Blinkinati is 120. 7 Fuel at 15. 8 Hanover, 41. 9 Shotgun Roulette, 850. 10 is Valvita, 23, 11 Beside You, 81, 12 Shelley Beach Road, 23, 13 Hebrides Manoeuvre, or Hebrides Manoeuvre, 101, and 14 Magic Ali at 41. So all the money's about the fave. Gary, are you with him?
Yeah, I just love the horse. The horse is a really good horse. I'm 5-9, 7-2, Kev. I mean, really and truly, he should be unbeaten. I mean, if anyone saw his debut run at Casino and he come out and he wanted to ask Buck Jumper, he was probably 20, 25 lengths off him going down the back, and he was beaten 3 lengths. He was just huge. He went to Kempsey, hit a heavy track. He beat Salad Dodger by 4. He went to Grafton and beat a good field in a runaway. And he went to Randwick, and he did a lot wrong on the highway and still got up and beat All Stan, and that form's just been enormous. And she's had a little blood count issue with him, Jenny Graham, but everything's on track. His trials have just been enormous. Just got that little thing out of the gate. Sometimes he can do it. He can be a little bit of a naughty boy out of the gate every now and then. But I think if he begins and he does come into the 9 alley today, he'll be very, very hard to beat. I've got 9 Shotgun Roulette. Really good mare, this little mare. She's at 19 starts. She's won 4. Record's great here. She drops 5 kilos. That 60.5 kilos just to anchor her here in the Queen of the North. She's always a better mare when she gets around that 55. 54 marks. She comes into the 2 alley with Corey Brown aboard. I've got a lot of time for Fuel. I have. He goes good, this horse. He's been placed his last 3 runs. Second behind a horse called Great Job, and 4 winners come out of the race. He went second behind Cop Eye. Then he led, and he was run down late in the 13. He got hot in the yard on a very, very hot day, but he'll come out of the 1 alley today. He's going to be a big player. And if there's a run on horse, it's too Cogliere. Trained here by Mark Quinn. He's going to be standing him a fair deal of ground, but he is coming off a very good trial win. The fresher you keep him, the better, and he's the back marker that when they go hard, he'll be getting to the line at the right end. But look, you could make cases for Portatorio, Awesome Pluck, probably Blinkinati, and Velveeta, and even Shelley Beach Road coming off a good win in the last start. It's a good race and a big field, but I'm with Victorum. 5, 9, 7, and 2 in race 7. 5, 9, 7, and 2.
We move to the last of 8, race 8 at 5:15 this afternoon, the benchmark 56. We take out the 3 and the 15 here. So we're left with 1 Gemily is $6.50. 4.60 about 2 Kate's Pearl. 4 Aqua Shamira at $6.50. 5 Mamzar, $8. 6 Anagami at $9.50. Lots of diamonds here. Number 7, Open 26, is now $13. Speaking there, $3.75 the place. 8 No Kwam is $8, $34 for 9 Wonderful Thing, 10 Waiheke Island 71, 11 Little Moots at 13, 12 Smithtown at 18, 13 Hazelbrook 8.50, 14 Flick Pass $13. Betting suggests an open race, Gary.
Can you give me a push? Any money for 8 No Kwam?
No Kwam opened 8.50 into $8.
Right, okay. I'm in his corner. I'll make 6.5 and 12 Kev. I just like him. He's been huge of late. His Tari win was enormous. His running behind Gemily was enormous. He drew 14 gate in a hot race behind Bancroft at Grafton 10 days ago. He was beaten 1.7. They had no hope of going forward on him. They had to drag him right back to Stone Marvelous last in a 14 horse deal and ride him for luck. He's going to be handier. The only query I got with him is a bit horse when he can draw probably 5, 6, 7. Somewhere along the line, Michaela Weir's got a bit off the fence on him down the back. But if he's 4 or 5 lengths off him on the corner, he can beat him. He was just absolutely huge, and his form's really holding up. 6 Emigami, look, tough little man. She'll run your race. Her last couple of runs have been good. She didn't have a lot of luck here a couple of runs ago behind Gemily, where she ran into trouble at the 200-metre mark. I like the run of 5 names up. Only a little filly, Neil Godbolt's got her. She needed to run first up behind Flick Pass. She led, she ran him along. She looked the winner at the 200-metre mark, and Shelley Beach Road beat a 0.5 a length. But she'll be fitted today, and I think the key with her that she gets back to the 1,100 metres. And 12 Smith down, nice weight for her, and good gate. Got a good record here. She'll get another good run off with the quick speed. She'll be the mare just sitting off a quick speed flying the line, but... Now, with No Kwam here, I think he needs to get off the fence down the back, and if he does that, he'd be hard to beat. 8, 6, 5 and 12 in race 8.
8, 6, 5 and 12. All right, Gary, give us your best and also talk us through how you play the quaddie today.
Not out. Start off first, then second. Race 1, number 1, Shoreditch. Race 2, number 1, Newsstand. And I've got No Kwam there, race 8, number 8. So that's race 1, number 1, race 2, number 1. In race 8, number 8, No Kwam. Quaddy numbers will go wide in a couple of legs, Kev, just in case there's a few roughies. 3, 4, 9, and 2 in the first leg. And then we'll go 8, 2, 4 in the second leg. In the championship, you'll qualify 5 and 9 only. And then 8, 6, 5, 12 in the last leg. So work them out. We've got 3 full combinations in the first leg, 3 combinations in the second leg, 2 combinations in the third leg, and 4 combinations in the last leg, Kev. So
okay,
we've got the right date. And then the back cloud cover, like I said, just keeping the temp down and tracks in enormous condition, and they'll just have a monster day here at Port Macquarie.
Keep in mind also these tabs put in a big 6 jackpot, a projected pool at least at Port today, $50,000 on the last 6 legs. The first race there is, well, last 6 races, the first leg is race 3 of the big 6 this afternoon, a 50K projected pool. And the jockey challenge, Ben Looker, $280, Andrew Gibbons, $4, Terry Trishel, $5, Andrew Adkins at 9, Peter Graham at 15, Aaron Bullock at 15, Corey Brown's there with a couple of rides, $21. Any thoughts on a good price there, Gary?
Yeah, he's got good rides, Benny. He deserves to be favoured, not just saying because he's riding Victorian, but he's got some nice rides through the day. Andrew Gibbons, what price did you have, Andrew?
$4.
Yeah, he's probably, I'd like it at around that $4 mark. I mean, he rides Shoreditch in the first, we think can win. St. Dennis, big chance in the second. And not only that, he's got other good rides. He rides Cogliere in the qualifier. So, Andrew Gibbons, I'd be willing at the $4 mark with Andrew, mate.
Lovely, Gary. Good to chat to you. We'll get you late mail right through the afternoon. Enjoy your day at Port Macquarie.
Good job. We'll talk to you later, Kev.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Cleese. And look, the tab movers there for the meeting with Anthony Collins and Trent Langscale. You'll hear those at around about 12:30 this afternoon. 10:28. In just a moment, we get stuck into Chasing and Pacing Rewind. What a show we have for you this morning with Freddie Hastings. We'll have a look at what happened last night at Menangle. Lazarus finished third, but made it into the final for the Miracle Mile. So we'll chat about what happened at Menangle last night. Then we'll have our Greyhound segment with James Preston from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. We'll look at the Cannonball Series, the Easter Egg Preludes, and all sorts of stuff coming up in Chasing and Pacing Rewind next.
News Hour on Racing HQ brings you breaking news, interviews and Tuesday track work notes from Lizzie Gels.
How is she for tomorrow?
She's ready to race. We made the choice to wait for Hugh to return from suspension. It's a big part of her success.
Keep up to the mark with what's happening in racing with News Hour. Tuesday to Friday mornings on Racing HQ at 9. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda 3, go and see the man.
White man.
To Penrith Mazda for the 2017 fleet departure on Mazda 3 from a super low 21,490 drive away. Penrith Mazda, with more than 100 new Mazda 3s in stock over 5 acres, so you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
Turn your passion into success. The Inglis Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. 770 exceptional yearlings by the sought-after sires, including